Premier David Eby is in Ottawa this week, meeting with the Prime Minister and top cabinet officials to push his agenda for BC, which includes securing more support for major projects, advocating for changes to the bail system, and fixing immigration programs. He also spoke with Transport Minister Stephen McKinnon about the controversial contract for BC Ferries to build 4 new ships in a Chinese shipyard. While Eby said BC is on the same page as the feds in that Canada needs to increase its shipbuilding capacity, he is not happy with the uneven support from the federal government for BC Ferries compared to Eastern Ferry Services. He called it a double standard in that the federal government bought a ferry for the eastern provinces from the same Chinese shipyard, but complained about loaning BC money to do the same. The deal to provide a $1 billion loan for the BC ferries from the Canada Infrastructure Bank was criticized by former Transport Minister Chrystia Freeland. The fact that the federal government paid for an entire ferry built at the same shipyard for eastern Canada, and that it is somehow a problem that BC Ferries users get access to a low-interest loan, is bizarre, he told reporters. Eby had dinner with Prime Minister Mark Carney on Wednesday, September 17, evening, and spent the following day on Parliament Hill in meetings. In addition to McKinnon, he met with Energy and Natural Resources Minister Tim Hodgson, Public Safety Minister Gary Anandasangari, and Finance Minister François-Philippe Champagne. Two of the 5 major nation-building projects Carney recently picked for fast-tracking are in BC. Eby wants more, and part of the impetus for this trip is to lobby for more funding. Much of this push aims to strengthen the economy and diversify trade in response to trade war threats from the United States. The list could have entirely been BC projects, Eby said, adding, "We're keen to work with the federal government to deliver for all Canadians to grow our independence from the United States." Intimate partner violence and the need for bail reform. Eby raised the issue of bail reform with the Prime Minister and others. He said he was reassured they are looking into the issue, but was vague about specific changes. He spoke mostly about the issue in reference to intimate partner violence. This burst to the forefront of the bail reform conversation after the death of Bailey McCourt, a Kelowna woman allegedly killed by her former partner, who was on release from jail while awaiting sentencing on domestic violence charges. He allegedly beat McCourt to death with a hammer in a public parking lot. Eby said he was told that intimate partner violence will be treated with the seriousness it deserves. "All I can say is for Bailey McCourt, and for other families in our province that are affected by this, it can't come soon enough," he said. McCourt's family has pushed for the creation of a domestic violence offender registry. Explanation of immigration system criticisms. Eby also spoke to federal ministers about what he views as problems with 2 federal immigration programs. He wants both the temporary foreign worker and provincial nominee programs reformed, but in very different ways. For the provincial nominee program, he wants a path to citizenship for skilled workers, such as those working in healthcare. "We need this support from the federal government to offer citizenship to those people," he said. He said earlier this month that he wants the temporary foreign worker program significantly reformed or cancelled, and provided insight into this thinking on Wednesday. He said his government is hearing stories about extensive fraud and abuse, both physical and financial. This involves the sale of certificates that allow employers to hire these workers, as well as allegations that workers are being tied to particular employers and forced to split their wages with other workers. "We've had MLAs hear individual stories of allegations of sexual and physical abuse," he said. "These are serious issues that need to be addressed." Eby said some steps have already been taken, but as it stands, the program is not working for anyone.